Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We are live at Flowery Branch today, and the boys are back together after Mike's trip to Germany. And I'm excited to kind of chop it up and get the feel of what that was like. I'm actually headed over there for a vacay coming up in about 30 days or so, and I know that a lot of Falcon fans made the trip. It was a lot of fun, except for the result. And we got to change that this week. And, Mike, as we're up here, we'll get a chance to talk to Ra today. We're also going to talk to Bijan Robinson, guys. Looking forward to that because we need to see where this team is, and specifically this offense. I don't know if Bijan, and I'd love for him to come in here and say, look, this has been a crap show, and we got to fix it. But my guess is he's going to come in here and do what Bijan does, and that is he's a team guy. He is going to be about trying to say and do the right things. And, Mike, I said to you guys today on our pre-show, if anybody wants to complain, it's him.
Yeah, thanks for ruining my MVP caliber season. I was doing an amazing start their offensive line. The closest that the coaching staff, whether it was Zach Robinson speaking with the media or the head coach in and actually calling out the offensive line, kind of speaking around it, but if you can read between the lines, the offensive line has just not been great. And part of the reason you can't establish the run, you got basically out-physicaled by both the 49ers and Miami, and at times the Colts weren't allowing you to do what you wanted to do either
right.
in Germany. But, yeah, but that's where I think the theme, and I said this on yesterday's show, Carl, you're off for Veterans Day, is – the pivot. Where is the pivot? Okay, things that aren't working here. How does Zach Robinson and the offensive coaching staff get to something that can counter that can reestablish things we've tried to do on offense? We said earlier today, how about more Algier and Bijan on the field at the same time? If you've got a malfunctioning in your offensive equipment, yes, I'm talking about you, Darnell Mooney. Let Bijan get more catches down the field because he can do that. But that's the thing this week. And then the other thing, you got a crisis of confidence, I think, with your quarterback. And look, it's human nature. You took it on the chin, and it's not the end of the world, but it's still, you feel like, man, I don't want to make the melodramatic cross. It feels like a bit of a crossroads, you know, because here it is 11 games into his career. He's got to get it together.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, look, I'm not going to tell you his career is going to be destroyed by his inability to make plays or make the throws that he needs to make. But I also asked the question, who in this building is helping him? And we brought this up, Mike, when you were out. You know, everybody talks about these quarterback coaches. Do you guys know who our quarterback coach is? And I said this. His dad was a really good quarterback. I don't know if he was. He played at Grambling as well. He played in college, but didn't have necessarily a great pro career. And that doesn't always dictate how you're going to be as a coach. But when you start talking about DJ Williams, the quarterback's coach, and you say, all right, how is he in these rooms helping our quarterback get better week in and week out? It's something that has to be talked about.
Right.
This is why you need people to lean on in these moments. And so if your OC, Mike, is not super experienced, if your quarterback's coach doesn't have that game day experience in the NFL, then you're talking to people who can tell you, but I don't know if they can tell you how to do it. And, you know, Jay-Z had a line where everybody wants to tell you how to do it, but yet they never done it. So right. I just feel like right now for Michael Penix, I need him to get the best advice that he possibly can. And I hope there are people here in this building that can do that. And, again, that's not a slight to anybody or their job. It's just the reality. If I told you the quarterback's coach was Tom Brady, you'd be like, oh, well, he's probably getting the help he needs. But at the end of the day, you're right. It is a crisis from the standpoint of confidence. He has to show us Sunday that he's not afraid to put the ball where he needs to. And, Mike, the other thing that's concerning for me, he was late on throws. Like, one thing is, can he get it there? He can get it there. But why are you late? Why are you throwing behind guys? Why are you not seeing these routes break when they should? So I think this week is a big week for Michael Penix. It's a big week for our guys as well as we take on Carolina.
You know, the footwork really cropped up for the first time in the Carolina loss. You know, and that's where you're saying, wait a minute, man, that's basic stuff that you've got to get right. That was the stuff that Cam Newton would struggle with in his early days, which drove fans crazy. You can't be doing that. Like the ball that sailed on Mooney, you're late on the throw. You're late getting the ball out. I mean, yes, he drops back 1, 2, 3, and the ball's out. That never occurs. No. Ironically, earlier in his career, last season, the Commanders game, 1, 2, 3,
out.
Ball's out. That laser, well, I think one of the best throws that he's made was that throw that he made in traffic for the touchdown to Kyle Pitts against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football. Where's that? That doesn't exist. A few weeks ago, before I went on vacay, Steve Weiss said it on NFL Network. He goes, the center of the field is a no-fly zone for the Falcons. You know, I said no-fly zone. Steve basically said, it's like the NBA and there's nothing in the paint. Everything's in the perimeter. You know, but that's it. This offense, and you said it, where's T.J. Yates? T.J. Yates played at a high level. He used to get yelled at by Bill O'Brien playing for the Texans.
And he's been here. He's been here a long time.
So how do you help Michael Penix? And that was kind of the theme yesterday when I was arguing with Abe about it. But, I mean, to me, if there's a pie chart, third offensive line, third quarterback, and a third OC. Yeah. Either way, fix it.
Got to fix it. And we're going to get you caught up on the injuries. We're live at Flowery Branch. We'll talk to Rod today. And, yes, we have a lot of questions as we get ready for another week. And this is a big divisional game. Look, technically we are not out of it. Do I feel like we're out of it? I've told you, yes.
Do you think anybody outside of 285 thinks we got a snowball's chance in hell of making the playoffs?
No, they may think we'll win this week or maybe the next 3 weeks because of the opponents, but I don't think they think we're going to make the playoffs. But technically, we're not out of this. And I know that's hard to swallow right now with the four losses, but that's what Raw is going to preach to his guys is, you know what, we got three dubs. We can get right back into this thing over the next 3 weeks, guys, and be 500 and – the problem becomes when you don't handle your business, Mike, you need help down the stretch.
Right.
And we're going to get down to the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. We're going to have this false hope that we could possibly make it. And then we're going to need a team or two to lose or slip up. Meanwhile, we've got to win. And remember what happened last year. We went into the last game of the season with a chance and then got our asses kicked.
Yes.
Okay. And, oh, by the way, Tampa was losing at halftime.
Yeah, we lost at time. Granted, Carolina came back and whooped us this year. But at the time, that was Carolina that was expected to not beat us. We squandered a 30-point effort, a 300-yard passing day for Michael Penix Jr. in that final game of the season. So, that was an abysmal defensive effort. This Carolina team, Carl touched on the pre-show. Everybody thinks there's payback. Okay, I hope there's some payback. I hope that there's some extra sauce this week that, you know, this team's got it and they feel they're going to execute. But, you know, to me, and we'll ask Coach about it because he did kind of touch on it, but I want our audience to hear what he says about it. Kyle Pitts is the example of everything that goes wrong when we don't win. You know, dropping a perfectly thrown pass that may result in a touchdown. If nothing, a huge explosive play which is going to get us inside maybe the 5
right.
if he doesn't score.
Right.
Missing the audible, which then Michael Penix gets blown up and the ball gets fumbled. You know, that's mental. That's effort. And that's the stuff that you and I have debated for years about this guy. You know, it's like you're here as a fourth overall draft pick. The season is right here, as I said, at a crossroads. It's in flux. Somebody has got to step up, and make some plays. And he can't deliver. And that's everything that's gone wrong with this team. You know, when JT Bertrand, you know, can't do his job. When he gets thrown around like a rag doll by a tight end. You know, when you see offensive line missing an assignment. Drake London missing a block. Michael Penix Jr. missing basic throws. And again, the offensive coordinator, we talked about this. This, Carl, I call it a slow motion pirouette off the play action, which I don't know what it's about. It looks silly. It doesn't help Michael Penix Jr. be able to diagnose down the field when he's got his back to those guys. There better be some changes in how we approach. Now, we're locked in the pistol. You agree? That's not going anywhere.
No, we're not. It's not.
But man, oh man, I hope they can come up with something. Build a better friggin' mousetrap this week, guys.
I, you know, it's funny because Zeno asked the other day when we were doing the show. I guess it was Monday. It had to be, right? Monday, because, yeah, yesterday was Veterans Day. He asked Coach, will there be any changes? And then he goes out the studio to do this, right? He's on the Zoom call or whatever. Right. Comes back in. I said, Zeno, what did he say? He said, no, no changes. I said, didn't I tell you he would say, no, Zeno, no changes? And the point is, Mike, to your point about what are they going to do differently, can you do things differently when you're not willing to change things?
Right.
Like I don't know if you can necessarily say we need a different approach if you're going to allow the guys that have been doing it continue to do it their way. My guess is, and this is just me, guys, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Flowery Branch getting you ready for our interview with Raheem Morris. Bijan's going to join us as well coming up a little bit later on. We do have a lot of stuff to get to. College football playoff rankings came out last night, and we'll talk about all that and the dogs and much more. But when you talk about Raheem and where I think he is, and I don't know if he'll answer this, but like, he just feels like we got to just keep moving in this direction, Mike, and at some point it's going to work. Like, what he believes in and what Zach believes in, at some point it's going to click, and when it works, we're going to take off. Because you just don't do the same things week after week after week and have that kind of confidence and that conviction in what you're doing unless you just believe it's going to work. You just got to stay with me.
Look, if he had been here 2 or 3 years and we've won 10 or 11 games and you have a benchmark that you've established your winning formula, your game plan, and then, okay, you have a four-game losing streak. All right, man, let's go back to what we did in 22. Whatever. Let's just say he'd been here for a couple years.
Sure.
Okay, let's get I love Smitty. Hey, we're going to have to self-scout, all that stuff. But that's to sit there and go, oh, no, same, rinse, repeat. That is the definition. Like, we all guys know it, the definition of insanity. You know, not changing the approach, expecting a different result. This is where I think you've got to take the time to break it down to the studs, which you don't have the time, obviously, because you're in the middle of the season. So preseason, maybe you could do some of that. This team needs to change their approach, a drastic change of approach on the offense, specifically in how the quarterback handles his job, which you're telling me that's not going to happen, then God bless us. I sure hope Bijan and Tyler can run for 300 yards on Sunday.
I'm just hoping that as we go through this process, and I'm a now guy. I don't worry about 3 years from now. You guys know that if you've listened to me over the years, because who knows where the hell I'll be or you'll be in 3 years. But I hope we're not wasting these stars that we have on this football team. I just hope we're not. I hope we're not going to look up in 3 years, Drake, damn, look how good he's been. Look how good Bijan's been. And we've not won anything. I hope we're not wasting away these young stars. Jalen Walker looks like he's going to be a player. He's making impact. That's all I wanted him to do. I don't need him 15 sacks. Just have an impact. He's showing up every week. All of a sudden, this investment in this pass rush that we've had looks like it's paying off. We're fifth in the league in pass rush, guys. We've got fifth in sacks. I just hope we're not wasting this, Mike, and we're going to look down the road and go, man, we had all this working for us, but we didn't win a damn thing.
Well, that's another thing. You know, you're going to get Terry Fontenot fired. You know, and you may get fired, too. I don't know. Day-Day made the argument that you got the patience of Job, man. We were talking about this in the pre-show as far as Raheem. I just think I've seen too many inconsistencies, things we've asked him about, you know, in coaching and how you approach it. You know, everybody now is, oh, Jeff, I heard some stuff today. Oh, Jeff Ulbrich's the best. Yeah, we're going up against Christian McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor. Maybe we want to stop those guys. They go for 500 yards against us. You know, so let's stop anointing Jeff Ulbrich. Oh, that's the guy. Yeah, I mean, defense is better. Jimmy Lake was a guy who had no idea what he was doing. So the bar was kind of low. But it is good to see Jalen Walker, to your point, and James Pierce Jr. having an impact. Leonard Floyd has not had an impact. He may or may not play this weekend. We'll talk about the injuries coming up. But there's a combination of things. The personnel you added. You know, a couple of years ago, we went through a lot of injuries in O-line. We were able to handle it. This year, the depth that Terry's put together is not handling these injuries. Kyle Pitts, we've already talked about. Troy Anderson's not here, so we have to go get Divine Diablo. Some good news, by the way. Divine Diablo's ahead of schedule, it sounds like. So maybe we'll get him back sooner than later.
Yeah, we're going to get you caught up on the latest injuries. Chris Lindstrom, limited. What's the deal with Matthew Bergeron? We need our dudes back. Let's be honest. I mean, we're talking about going on a little run here. We need our dudes back. That's first and foremost. We got to get the best players on the field. We're going to talk more about that, get you caught up, and also the latest CFP rankings. No changes in the top four, but what does that mean for Georgia? We'll discuss coming up live from Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We are live at Flowery Branch today inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to get you caught up on some of the injuries, and we'll let you hear from Ra as well coming up. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Mike and I back together after basically a week of traveling and going to see the Falcons over in Berlin. That experience, real quick, because the pictures were great. Some Falcon fans that were over there, you know, just getting different takes from different people. And, guys, it's funny because everybody that we know, we're trying to connect with people that we knew. Right. So I was getting messages like, yo, where's Bell? I'm like, I'm in the States. I'm not sure exactly.
I am not my brother's keeper this weekend.
But I know he's there, and I was getting that, you know, where can I find Bell? And then I was getting, hey, Dukes, what about this person or that person? Just fans that we know that have season tickets. Because a lot of fans, I think a lot more fans went than I expected.
Right.
But it felt like, man, like, you know what? If we only could have pulled that thing out.
Yeah, and the fun part was Europeans were loving just the game in general because it was high scoring. There's been some real dud spuds we put over there in Europe.
True.
Some of these games, anytime the Jets travel, you know, and the Jags, generally you're not getting a lot of offense. But in this case, they got overtime, they got action, they got explosive plays. Unfortunately, they happened to be from Jonathan Taylor, and we had a couple offers from Drake and Bijan. But yeah, you got a lot of action, the big turnovers, crowd goes nuts. The funny part is, I said this yesterday to Day-Day, it's a home game for the Colts. So it was wrapped in blue. They had the Colts mascot, Colts cheerleaders. And it was funny. There was a fan. Everybody's wearing the clothes that they ripped, that they've connected as they adopt a piece of Americana. So the folks next was wearing 49ers and Dolphins gear. I go, so why are you rooting for the Colts? He goes, well, yes, it's a home game for them. So we must be for the Colts. Because, and I said yesterday, they go, well, you know, the Germans are into following instructions. So that was kind of funny. And we had a couple of Germans behind us in LA Rams gear. They were from Dresden, and I said, why don't you jump on board? He goes, yes, we will root for the Falcons with you now. So it was great, but the atmosphere, Carl, first off, I don't know how dramatic, I watched some of it on television, the fog, the dusk, because it gets darker there earlier, it looks so dramatic. And if I'm honest, it's a little primordial, because you have this old architecture that goes back to you-know-who in 1936, and those old clock towers that sort of surround the stadium. I mean, it's just a very cool, almost surreal setting, you know, and as the smoke goes off, it was wild.
Yeah, the it looked great on TV, man. I mean, and by the way, you did do the wave, right? You did the wave.
I hate the wave. Well, I did wave my flag. Okay. I was part of the red, white, and blue contingent opposite the German flag. The wave is the stupidest thing that's ever happened to sports. But let me tell you, like everything else in Germany, you do in unison, they really nail it. Those guys did the best damn wave I've ever seen.
They started that, and the broadcasters are like, they're doing the wave. And, of course, they showed it, right? And I'm laughing because I'm like, I know Mike's not doing this.
And so Becky's like, come on. I'm like, yeah. And the people were so excited. Yeah, it's a wave. You do the wave. I'm like, I didn't want to be like Archie Bunker. You know, the wave is the stupidest thing. You know, anyway, we got in the spirit of things.
No, it looked great. And, again, you know, these international games aren't going away.
Right.
We may have another one soon. We may not. But at the end of the day, and look, we know that there's a cost to all of this. But if you get a chance to go experience it, do it, man. I mean, like, it's just a cool thing. And, you know, to go overseas, and it's our game. It's an American thing. Like, they've fallen in love with our game. It's like soccer, right? That's their thing. This is our thing. And the cool thing is, to Mike's point, no matter what city, I think they've got a game in Madrid. And I was like, damn, I'd love to be in Madrid.
Madrid for the Dolphins, too. I mean, that'd be a lot of fun. The thing, and it's funny, we were joking around with a lot of the fans. And some of the guys, I already talked about that sort of slice of Americana, adopting a piece of America for yourself, and that's your team. You have your local club bar.
Yep.
So they got the bars all over in the little towns. And then the other side of it was, to your point, guys that said to us, look, yeah, we like soccer. We grew up with soccer. He goes, but, you know, the rivalries, he goes, the nastiness between teams and the fan groups and everything, and even some cases violence, because this, they said, is so communal. And I said, well, you should go to a game in Philadelphia. And they were laughing, but they you know, they do say, for them, it's such a fun experience coming together. And these are folks that love, like so many people in Europe, all over Europe, love America, knowing especially our role in the job helping rebuild Europe after World War II.
No, it's true. And you know, the communal thing is real simply because the passion runs so deep with those soccer teams. You're right. It can get nasty.
So they love that. But it's also funny because I was talking with this one guy who, when he was not a, and by the way, this guy had face paint on, Chicago Bears fan. He's a Berlin police officer.
Okay.
And I was joking around with him. I said, have you ever looked up the George Carlin bit about the difference between baseball and football? I go, I understand why you guys in Germany like this game. Because why is that? I go, well, it's a ground acquisition game. He laughed, dude. He slapped me so hard on the back. He goes, I know what y'all referencing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's just everything that they dig, plus the bigness of it. Because soccer, let's be honest, nothing. When your soccer team's winning, we know what it's like with Atlanta United.
Oh, sure.
But there's action. Even though we have timeouts and stuff, there's action, and there's just more stuff happening, and the music and the everything.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of these international games, just from a season ticket holder standpoint, because you get a home game taken away. Mm. You know, it's not like the team is flying everybody there.
We're probably going back to – I think
so,
we're going back.
At some point.
Remember, we were the guests. We were the visitor this year.
Yep.
And our allegiance, we're with Germany. So don't be surprised, guys, if you see us going back to Germany next season.
But I'm not a fan from that standpoint. But the experience itself, if you can go check it out. All right, we got to get you caught up on these injuries. We're live at Flowery. Divine Diablo is the big one, guys, because if we can get him back, he immediately upgrades our defense in so many ways. Coach says he could return next week. Chris Lindstrom is limited in practice. Matthew Bergeron looks better, feels better, but he's going to be listed as day-to-day. D'Angelo Malone is headed to the IR. Storm Norton.
Guys have been asking us, where is he in this mix? And maybe he has been nursing an injury. I know he's maybe – I always thought Malone – we saw him get the pick, remember,
That's
off
right.
of the block from Floyd. I always – or no, it was Zach Harrison got that block, and he got the interception to seal the game a couple – when we were winning. I always felt that he could do that job. We're not going to see Malone out there, it looks like.
And Storm back to the IR. Now, he was out last week, and Coach said he didn't want to address it. Because, you know, everything hadn't been finalized. But now that he's back on the IR, basically his window closed, guys, for him to come back. I don't think we're going to see Storm Norton this season. That's just where I'm at. But
Too late now in the year.
Yeah, he's going back. And then Leonard Floyd is out today, but hopefully we'll practice tomorrow. These are all things Ross said today before practice. We'll get a chance to talk to him afterwards right here on our show, exclusively on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But the big thing today, and I think this week, is – how do you get Michael Penix right? I don't care how well this defense plays. I don't care how many sacks we get. I don't care if we run the ball or we don't run the ball. It's a quarterback league. And if our quarterback is not operating at a high level, we will not give ourselves a chance. And Ra says that his teammates need to be better around him. I will agree. But I think the quarterback needs to pick his teammates up. And the way you do that is great quarterback play. Make him the throws you need to make. I'm not asking him to be Superman, Mike.
Right.
I just need him to do what he needs to do. So that is really, guys, what this weekend is going to be about. It wasn't that Michael Penix – look, the course of the season, he's not been terrible, but he's not been great either. And that's just us evaluating what we consider him to be in his rookie season. It's just what it is. It's a growing pains.
Right.
But we also have seen the flashes of brilliance that Mike has pointed out, where there have been throws in those tight windows. There have been passes where he's led guys. The pass to Drake, the touch pass over the top was beautiful. But can he be more consistent? So that is something we're gonna focus on with Coach today, because he said his teammates need to be better around him. And I'm like, okay, cool. But I also know the quarterback play has not been great.
And this is the debate. It was funny. Coming back on the flight from Berlin, we stopped in Frankfurt, and there was a bunch of fans. And one guy's, you know, he goes, I saw your tweets. He goes, I think you're being too hard on Penix. I go, dude, we got to call him out. I go, I'm not a fan of Zach Robinson's play calling. I think it's too complicated. I hate the pistol. I know he played in the pistol. But I said this yesterday. I said, Michael Penix Jr., in the last couple of games, looks like the quarterback that Michigan roughed up in the national championship game, that struggled in the pocket, that really you pressure him. And I think the book is out on Penix. You blitz him, he's going to crack. And that's why I don't know where you fall on this. I know we're going to rewrite the playbook in a week. But how about helping your boy out? Give him some of those Shanahan-style naked boots, a quick throw to Pitts, boom, 6-7 yards. Get into positive territory. So all of a sudden, anything over 3rd and 6 seems like we're dead in the water.
Yeah, it does. Let's hear Raheem Morris on Michael Penix struggles. Here's what Coach had to say about it.
So you never really want to blame anybody when it comes down to that. Mike is going to be so hard and critical on himself. That it's always going to be his fault, no matter what, where they were. But we got some things that we can clean up to well around him, right? Whether it be drops, whether it be in the right spot, or whether it be just getting the stuff that you got to get across the board from Mike. But he will go out there and execute those things. That's why you love him so much. Those are things that let you know he's so accountable. He's so resilient. He's such in that way, and he's going to hold it high in himself. Like I called him, you know, recently and just talked to him about, you know, there's two guys that get all the blame in this business and they get all the credit as well when it goes well. And it's myself and you. And I said, hey, man, like, we got to be resilient. We got to be there for each other. We'll be accountable. We'll do all the things together, but we got to play better for you around you as well. And we trust and believe in you that you're going to be able to go out there and do those things.
That is Coach Ra. I also want you to hear him talk about digging out of this hole. The hole is, how do you find a way to get to the playoffs? That's it. I don't want to hear anything else about any other, winning season, over 500. I don't care about any of that. This is about playoffs or bust. Coach said this about digging out of this hole we're in.
You know, because every team has its own individual tastes, and like what you like to do is get better every single day. I don't think when we're at the Rams or when we're at Washington, I don't think we ever came out and said, hey, we're going to make this run and let it happen, right? It just kind of happened just by getting better and better every day. And the only way you can do that is go out and practice, preparation, play better, you know, own your faults, own the things you want to do better, you know, do all those different things and go out there and get those things done. So like, I think it's one step at a time, it's one day at a time. And like, I think it's got to start on Wednesday.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Enough time in the week for what he's talking about.
Well,
where you're at now.
Let me ask you this, and we're going to take a break and come back and answer this. Why have we lost these games? I'm talking about the last four, okay? Forget about last year. Mm-hmm. Why have we lost these last four games? I want you to think about it. We're going to come back. Mike and I are going to talk about it because I hope you just heard what he said. We got to talk about why we have lost these last four. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So we were talking about why we've lost these last four. We're getting ready for Carolina. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Coach was saying that they've got to dig themselves out of this hole and focus one day at a time. And I would tell you guys the reason we've lost these last four games, specifically for me, is our lack of attention to detail. When you talk about special teams not helping you, that's not detail football. When you talk about the lack of execution on the offensive side, when you are in these down and distance situations and you make the mistakes we've made, you're not helping yourself. Penalties have hurt us. Mike, when you start saying, okay, and each game has been different, but think about how they've played out. And the reason why I think this is important, simply because we're talking about what can we change and what can we do. Well, you know, this whole notion about practicing and doing the best thing you can every day, working towards this stuff, Mike, whatever's happening is not clicking. And that's the issue. I mean, you lose to the Colts in overtime. You lose to the Patriots by one. Why did you lose to the Patriots? Think about it. The execution at the end of the game, the intentional grounding. Where is my team, their mindset, the situational football moments that come up? We failed. That's what's happened the last 4 weeks. So when I hear him say this, I'm going, what's the message? And I'm going to ask him this today. When you talk about getting better every week, because we're seeing similar mistakes week in and that's week it. Out.
The same, with all due respect, and that's the thing. And we're not trying to come out here to get into a raging argument, but there's things that we do want to press him on.
And another thing.
Because, no, I mean, like, if he does get snarky, I do have the ultimate out. Like, Coach, I had to pay $5,000 for this weekend. But anyway, as far as everything you just touched on, you know, I was going around with Arch yesterday about Zach Robinson. I'm not a fan of his play calling. Yeah. Zach dials up a perfectly called play. Penix executes the throw perfectly. Kyle Pitts drops the pass. You know. Then, conversely, later in the game, Penix, because I'm sitting behind the bench, Penix comes over, and he's motioning to Zach. Will you get the play in faster? Mm. I mean, that happened the body like on three occasions. Mm. Penix is going, come on, I mean, you got to, because they've taken it down where Penix has a wristband, so there'll be a code number, so that's the play, and then they'll get a little bit of instruction on top of that. It's added, the helmet, the communicator clicks off with 15 seconds left. And even that, Zach's not getting that in, the stuff that Penix needs to succeed. Now, Penix, to your point, we're not giving him a pass by any stretch, guys. Penix still got to go out there and not throw the ball in the dirt. The ball's got to come out in a timely fashion. But I think I'm worried, and Penix won't admit this, because no young quarterback's going to sit there and go, yeah, I'm not confident right now. He doesn't look confident right now.
No, he's not. He's not. Let's hear him talk about fixing third downs. This is what he said today, guys. They're on the grass, to quote Raheem. As they practice today, he's going to join us here over the next hour. We'll get Bijan Robinson in here as well inside the Ticketmaster studio. Stay tuned for that. Here's Penix talking about fixing third downs.
First thing, executing, but also just owning the looks that defense has given us. I don't feel like they showed us anything new or anything unexpected this past week, but just owning those looks and doing a good job of, you know, for me, knowing the answers to those looks and being able to, you know, put us in a position to be able to convert those third downs for sure. So that's something that's definitely an emphasis and something that we're going to fix.
I mean, third and long, and that's another thing getting back to the play calls. Do you not anticipate the Colts are going to blitz? They're going to send an extra guy, knowing that Penix is going to struggle in that? And the percentage rates. I've got numbers. ESPN Analytics had a big article today on all the young quarterbacks from that draft class and how it's a mixed bag and how Bo Nix has kind of been a little wobbly this year and how Penix Jr. through 11 games is really regressing. But I'll get to that in a sec. But, yeah, I mean, how about if you're Zach? The ball's got to come out fast. They try to do a wide receiver screen, right? We saw that. Drake misses his block. Bijan nearly gets decapitated. Remember that play?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this gets back to a combination of what's your game scheme, your plan, your play call, the execution. The individual has got to take responsibility on this team. The offensive line is really, Carl, from in the first few weeks of the season, this offensive line has taken a nosedive.
No, it has. And part of that is it's been a couple of different
dudes
versions
right.
of this offensive line based on the injury situation. Let me hear Penix talk about growing up, guys, because I thought this was interesting when he talked about this last game and the experience of it.
That's just how I grew up. I feel like my dad, he pushed me into being, physically and mentally tough for any situation. And that's just kind of how I grew up. I was always tough on myself because, I felt like I was always supposed to, put our team in positions to win football games. And, whenever I'm not completing wide open passes, I feel like I'm letting the team down.
I mean, he's a leader. A leader takes personal responsibility. I mean, he's going to have to get back and start working on some of the mechanics. It sucks that in the 11th start of his game now, going into week 12 of his career, he's got to work on some mechanical stuff too. And you brought up to start the show, who's the guys down the hall helping him with that stuff?
Yeah, I think it's important, man. I mean, look, we all feel like we watch a lot of football, some of us more than others. Some of us feel like we know what we're talking about because you play Madden. Some of you feel like you know what you're talking about because your son plays football and you watch him in high school. Look, what I'm telling you is there's varying degrees of this. There are levels. There are people I've talked to in the NFL, and I'm like, what the hell did you just say? What are you talking about? And then they explain, here's what's going on, and you go, okay, I've never heard anybody say that before, and I thought I had a pretty good sense of things. What we're telling you is I got to be able to help you come out of this hole by being able to communicate with you, Mike, and show you how to do it.
Right.
I can't just tell you. I can tell you a lot of stuff. I just can't say, you know what? Your feet need to line up, and then when you back up, your back foot needs to – I got to be able to show you, man.
Right. And at some point, did you play – look, you might not have been successful. T.J. Yates had the chance to start in the NFL. You got a quarterback's coach who's never started a game in the NFL. There's no way – in what way can you have relatability to actual experience doing that job? Here's some numbers. Don't look at these numbers. These numbers will make you crazy, but you can listen to them.
And by the way, real quick, there are tons of guys who didn't play who are obviously head coaches.
Can be effective.
But there's so much students of the game that they are immersed in this stuff.
Right.
And then the physical stuff I can't help you with, I'm going to get somebody that can't. So that's the difference. Kyle Shanahan's a prime example. Kyle didn't play in the NFL, but he's been around it his entire life. He's immersed in it. And then if I can't help you physically, I'm going to get somebody that can. Go ahead.
There's got to be somebody that can do better than what we're getting right now to help pitch. Because listen to this, brother. And this is where you can start the big picture. And I teased this conversation a little bit yesterday. We're not there yet. He's only in game 11. But you'll be going into – if this season nosedives and he continues to struggle statistically and completion-wise – now you're going into year three, and now you're in that dreaded Kenny Pickett, Justin Fields, Mitchell Trubisky zone, right, where you're like, oh, man, this could go one of two ways, and hopefully not the way that those guys went. Here's a number for you. Among 43 quarterbacks with 200 dropbacks since the start of last season, remember, Mike only had three games last year, Penix is 41st in completion percentage and 42nd in off-target rate. In other words, he's not throwing a catchable ball unless Drake London goes up the tree and gets it.
And that's not good because now you're not on target. And we've talked about this. He is 32nd. Did we talk about this number the other day, Day-Day, in the league, or 31st in the league in off-target throws? That's part of what we're talking about.
But a player who was one of the most accurate arms of all that draft class, a guy that threw absolute dimes at his time at Washington. Now, we can all snicker, and we joked around about it yesterday. Yeah, against, in the pistol, having 4 seconds to look down the field against Pac-12, defenses. But Terry Fontenot sat in this very room and told me after the draft, when I said you couldn't have gone another direction, you couldn't have just rolled and just stayed with Cousins, that this guy is such an amazing talent that he was, there's never going to have a shot to have a talent like this to draft again. Okay. Man, and look, that's pressure. That's just like being drafted fourth, and you can say, well, that's not on Pitts. Well, it still is. At the end of the day, expectations come with where you were picked in the draft. People think you're a first-rounder. You're a first-rounder. He started, Carl, the game, which was his 11th, I mentioned. Penix had an average of 3.49 seconds to throw and still completed only 42.9% of his passes.
It's not good enough.
I mean, that's where we get into – Mike's got to take, and like he will take some ownership, but the question we're asking, I said, what are you saying? I go, what are we saying is there's nobody in this room to help him. There's nobody in this building to fix the things that Carl and I have just been talking about.
And if they are, they got to do a better job because it's got to be seen on Sundays. That's the thing. And maybe it's a slow burn. 404-726-0929. One other thing we got to address, we got a lot to get to this afternoon here, as Rob will join us, as we mentioned, Bijan Robinson as well, as we talk Falcons, getting ready for Carolina. I'd love to tell you this is going to be a win, but I'm not. This Darnell Mooney thing has taken a left turn. And just to refresh your memory, when we signed Darnell Mooney, the whole what's up Darnell thing came about, as Mike said, who is this dude? Like, what has he done? Where the hell has he come from? And we found out that Kirk Cousins obviously had an affinity for him and said, hey, I think this is a guy that could come help us. And he came in last year and did a hell of a job early when Kirk was, you know, out there, and they definitely had a connection. Him and Michael Penix have zero. And I don't know what the hell they're doing after practice. I don't know what's going on, but let me tell you something. If it's important to this offense, if it's important to this offensive coordinator, if it's important to this head coach, I would have those two guys after practice every day, Mike, having to do whatever the hell they have to do to make a connection. Y'all make a lot of money. I don't want to hear any excuses about we are not connecting, and that is all I'm hearing. Now, part of this was he missed all of camp. I hear you. But, dude, we're so far past that now.
Right.
Who cares? Okay, you weren't at camp. What can I do right now to make this relationship better so that I feel comfortable throwing it to you and you feel comfortable catching my balls? Mike, I have no idea what the hell's going on with these two guys.
Right.
And Mooney, the expression on his face Sunday was like, man, I don't even know why I'm out here.
Right.
Like, I'm serious.
Well, again, Mooney's been a huge disappointment this year. Now, in one case, we talked about that. It was a out route where, for whatever reason, Michael does not pull the trigger when Mooney's initially open. He then throws off his back foot, throws high, and sails it out of bounds. Then, conversely, when look, if I hit the ball in your hands, you're expected to catch it, Darnell, right? I mean, I think that's
you're a professional.
That's what happened with Pitts. Now, I don't expect Pitts to catch everything because that's kind of where he's living these days. But Darnell Mooney, you've got to up your game. Darnell, this whole season has been star-crossed from him, starting with going up for basically a 50-50 ball, landing on his shoulder, missing the start of the season. Then it was like soft tissue injuries. He's just never been 100%. And now, by the way, if I can say that, and I will say that, I don't know if Coach wants to hear this, maybe he'll disagree. From a fan standpoint, sitting in the stands, I saw a lot of body language, a little negative yesterday.
Oh, it is.
I mean.
No, it is.
You saw it on TV?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, like, look, the camera don't lie, fellas. I mean, like, at the end of the day, Falcon fans, this is like when they put that camera on the coach. You remember when Arthur Smith was here and Desmond Ridder threw a terrible pick and Arthur Smith put his hands on his head and it became a meme? Do you guys remember that? And then he came in this room and we said, hey.
You're a meme.
You can't really do that. And he was like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Camera doesn't lie. Right. In that moment, it was old blank. He just screwed up and everybody knew it. And Arthur Smith was like, crap. The same facial experiences that we're seeing with Darnell is, bro, where are you throwing it?
Right.
And the ones that he doesn't have a chance to catch. Now, he did drop one, which we talked about a little bit, but the ones that he's not able to catch, he's like, bro, where are you throwing it? That's his facial expression.
And that's the thing. You fire Ike Hilliard because of basically he's a scapegoat, let's be honest. You fire Ike Hilliard, and if you thought the wide receiver play could get worse for anyone not named Drake London, it has. You know. Then you had, like, you know, just bad luck, like Casey Washington concussions and everything else on top of that. And, you know, guys like DS5 and these other guys you root for during camp, they're just not – they're okay guys, but they're not at that level. It's a shame because Darnell Mooney, Ray, along with Drake and Pitts, that's a pretty formative piece of wide receiver core.
If it's clicking, it should be. Real quick.
Your fourth best wide receiver at 600 yards. It's not bad.
Let's hear our quarterback. This is Michael Penix talking about the Mooney connection or the lack thereof.
Taking it one step at a time, you know, not trying to answer and solve every problem at one time, you know, but if it's just, you know, just getting better each and every day, you know, getting 1% better, you know, fixing one thing each and every day, you know, so that we can build up that chemistry. And obviously, we mid-season, you probably thinking like it should have been built by now, but at the same time, you know, it's football, you know, it's not always going to go the way we want it to go, but, you know, it's always room for improvement. You know, it don't matter what point in the season you're in, and I know me and him and that connection, we definitely want to improve, and we will.
How are they going to do that?
How? What do you say, Carl? How, Sway?
How are they going to do that? How? Right now, how are we going to do that? Let me say this, and this is as simplistic as I can make it with these throws or wide receiver, you know, quarterback situation. You go to who you trust. There's only one guy on this team he trusts. It's Drake. I mean, wholeheartedly. He's throwing it to other guys, but wholeheartedly, like, that's I'm throwing it to five. He don't trust Darnell like that. No. And that trust comes through that work that you put in. And this is when Mike and I were telling you guys 3 months ago, damn, Drake and Penix, man, they look so good. They're throwing – the connection is amazing. We didn't tell you guys that in camp with Darnell because he wasn't here. Nope. And now you're trying to make that up in the middle of a season where you've got game plans and things that you've got to execute, and all of a sudden now you've got to be perfect. He's not throwing perfect balls to Drake, Mike. He's throwing those balls because he trusts him.
He's the only guy he trusts. He's the only guy he's got a rapport with. And Drake, like, Drake bails him out. You know, Drake has bailed him out. We got a young quarterback that you've got to fix this now. Now, here's the thing. If the season continues to go, and look, we'll have this conversation a little bit further down the road, but you've got to, if you don't fix this is a five-game losing streak. Okay, that's what got Dan Quinn fired. You know, that's what get coaches fired around here. And we had the debate today on the pre-show. Is Raheem going to get a third year? I don't think there's any Falcon fan out there that wants to see Raheem get a third year.
Depends on how you finish, man.
I mean, but here's the thing. If the worst-case scenario, these same mistakes that we keep trying to monkey around with and maybe we'll get them right,
yeah.
You finish and get close to 500, or even if you pulled a minor miracle and went 6-2 to finish the season and you got 9 wins, and then Arthur Blank goes, oh, yeah, we saw the improvement. Then you're right back to, for my money, you're right back to square one.
And that's a very likely possibility. Hey, Friday, join the morning shift at Publix in Flowery Branch, guys, for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for your weekend football parties. And Publix, man, they've got you covered. Feel and feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift, Friday from 6 to 9 at Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot more to dive into. We're coming back. College Football Playoff Committee spoke last night. What exactly did they say? We're going to dive into that coming up. And also, Raheem is on the way coming up this hour, hopefully within the next 30 minutes. So stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.